Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's December 15th, 2010. The Childhood Development Program Head Start received $2.1 billion through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. This funding was provided primarily to expand services to additional children and families. A group led by Cornelia Ashby, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the use and accountability of those funds as part of GAO's Recovery Act reporting. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Cornelia to learn more.
GAO's latest report on the Recovery Act focuses on Head Start. Can you provide a little bit of background about this program?
Well, Head Start is operated or administered by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's administration for children and families, and within that, the Office of Head Start. There are really two programs. The Head Start program, the original, was established in 1965, and it was to help low-income students ages 4 and 5 to prepare for school. In 1994, the Early Head Start program was established, and that really covers from prenatal through age 3. And that program also is aimed at pregnant women.
One major goal of the Recovery Act funding that Head Start received was to expand enrollment and services in the program. To what extent has your team found that this is being achieved?
It is being achieved. As we report, there is some confusion about the definition of enrollment, and different grantees use different definitions. But, yes, we do believe that enrollment did increase. And as of the end of September 2010, the additional children and families served was about 55,000. Services increased in terms of staffing available, transportation, supplies, equipment. In some cases, facilities were built or renovated. So services to children and the number of enrollments did increase.
You mentioned differences among grantees, and another finding of your team's report had to do with how different grantees handled the issue of unobligated funds. Can you elaborate on this?
Certainly. The Recovery Act funds were for 2 years, and the Office of Head Start distributed the funds for year one and year two. For some, they understood that they would be able to seek approval to carry over funds to the next year, and that was their plan. For others, they weren't so sure. The guidance coming from the regional offices were different, and no one really seemed to want to commit to putting something in writing as to what the policy was. So some grantees, feeling that they would lose the money at the end of fiscal year 2010, decided to spend the money on things that were not necessarily top priority. Now, we didn't find any expenditures that were improper in terms of what the money could be used for. But had they been able to follow their initial plans, they probably would have spent the money on other things.
Earlier this year, GAO released a report on the fraudulent enrollment practices among some Head Start grantees. Did your team identify any ways in which oversight of the program has changed as a result?
The major thing that has happened is that Head Start has decided in terms of when it does its monitoring that it will now do unannounced visits. Previously, Head Start gave grantees a 30-day notice as to when they were going to come to do their triennial reviews. Now those will be, quote, surprise visits.
What is GAO recommending the Office of Head Start do to address the issues identified in your report?
We identified three issues, basically. One had to do with the definition of enrollment, and we would like for Head Start to clarify that definition. The issue is whether to count enrollments at the point where a child is approved for the program, or to only count enrollments where the child is in attendance and receiving services. There's also an issue of the carryover, and as I explained earlier, some grantees seem to understand, rightfully, that they could seek approval and would likely get it to carry over the funds, and others were just confused, or some just thought they would lose the money. Well, we think that the Office of Head Start could improve its communication of just what its policy is with regard to the Recovery Act funds. And then finally, our recommendation was that the regional office officials perform and document the risk management meetings, and then the outcomes can be incorporated in future reviews, in terms of the scope of the reviews and the staffing for the reviews.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.